Today is Friday, May 22nd, 2020, and this is the next new moon, and this is Debbie Moran, for those of you who don't know me. Anybody here or on Facebook Live want to state an intention? Hey, Ann. Hey, Tanya. Hi, Jackie. Hey, Doreen, I saw, well, oh, I forgot, you might not want to be mentioned. So, we're just going to chat until something comes up besides chatting. All right. If anybody's coming on now, I actually can't see the chat, so let's just see what happens. So, interesting times we are in. And I'm just going to share something that occurred to me today to kind of get this ball rolling. And if anybody wants to interrupt me, then please do. If you have something you want to add as an intention, if you just want to say hi, let me know. I'm trying to get to these comments, but for some reason it's not working for me. So let's just see what happens here. I guess if I reply to anybody, I can't get back. All right. Okay, so we got technology dynamic going on. It's kind of funny because Norman just said, do you need any help? And I said, no, I'm kind of relaxed. This is kind of becoming really easy now. And so naturally, they threw a glitch in there, but I guess that's okay. Because then that way, I get to be tested in terms of how relaxed am I actually. And I'm surprisingly pretty relaxed. So, just for you guys, my intentions, I'm not even sure if I have an intention, but I'm going to share with you something that happened with me today. So, maybe you'll relate. Maybe not. And if you have something you want to say, please add it. Hi, Vic. Hi, everybody. I can see the hearts and the likes, so that's nice. I just can't see who's on there now. So one of the things that happened to me today is I was just contemplating. And all of a sudden, I had this realization. And many of you have heard me say, I do believe this is the time of revelation, but not revelations in terms of the apocalypse and the doom and gloom. Hey, I see Angela again. So that means at least I'm seeing that comment. So it's not the apocalypse, the revelations. You know, we can create that if we want, but I'm choosing not to. I'm choosing rather to go with peace. And in that choosing of that peace, it's really an inner revelation. It's really coming to the place where that those aspects that we have been using to keep ourselves stuck, to keep ourselves from actually moving forward, as if there were a forward, to keep ourselves from actually stepping into the truth and the realization of who we are as these infinite representations of light, God, Christ consciousness, whatever you want to call it. And today, I was just contemplating the light and the rain and the weather and the animals, and so all of a sudden my heart just filled with love, and I just had this immense amount of appreciation for this world. And I say that because I've always loved this world, but I've never really felt like this was my world. Not as it's like, oh, ego owning it, but more like I felt sort of out of place. I don't know if any of you have ever felt that before or not. So it always felt a bit foreign or alien to me. And today, I just kind of like, it just kind of like filled me up. I just got filled up from the inside. It was as if I just kind of suddenly landed, which is kind of funny. As if I kind of suddenly landed. And I had this immense amount of appreciation. And I said out loud, and Norman was inside, so he didn't hear me. But I said out loud, you know, I do love this world. I do love this world. And I do love this body. I know some of you can relate to that one. And I do love this life. Everything I have ever experienced, every pain I have ever perceived and felt, every situation that has ever come at me that I felt like was coming against me, I suddenly appreciated it. And I recognized that I was really more present than I'd ever been. And I also recognized in my life, many of you may have maybe heard me say this before, but I've had many near-death experiences. Some of them maybe not so near. Maybe I went to the other side. There was a sense of something happened, some encounter a couple of times. And I realized today, because the thought occurred to me, that death is not to be feared. Death is not, when there was a phrase, I've been saying it for a long time, and it's showing up on Facebook now. I don't know where it originated, but it's in consciousness, so we all are part of that. That death is not the opposite of life. Life has no opposite. Life simply is. It is this creative God force that flows through everything, every living thing, and even those things that we don't see as living, because at the atomic level, it's all the same structure, the same matter, as far as we know now. But what I came to realize is that death, so death is, if you want to call it, death could be like the opposite of birth. And birth and death, really, I don't see them as opposites. I see them as markers for our lifespan. They show us, they give us a measurement so we can know, we can measure how long we appear to be here. How long our lives are here. And it feels like, boy, I really wish I could see everybody's comments. So, it's honey, if you can find a way to get them to me, I would appreciate it. But so what I realized was that death had been a friend of mine. Death had been sort of this accompanying presence in my life. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen Meet Joe Black, but but it had been a friend of mine in such a way that it was a teacher. And, you know, I'm labeling it it. I don't know what that means. All I know is that I have had an interesting relationship with death up to this point, and I just see it as a teacher for me. And suddenly, it was like I could let it go. Not meaning chase it away. It's like I didn't have to have any kind of dynamic. And here comes Norman. I didn't have to have any kind of dynamic where I was actually courting it or trying to get away from it or fearing it or actually trying to be there. In other words, in trying to die and not wanting to be here. So that was a big revelation for me. Yeah, he's here and he's trying to help me and he's like, I don't get it either. So if you guys will be patient, he has a knack of figuring this out.
Well, you were applying to Angela.
I did a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago. I can't get back. It won't give me the arrow there.
Interesting.
I know it is. So, and I replied to you, and now I can't get back. So, I guess I'm just going to pause for a moment, and I tried that too.
You've been everywhere.
I've been. Minimize it and see what's behind it.
No.
Yeah, because there saw something there a minute ago. I guess not.
Where did it go? There we go.
So, all right, guys, I'm going to apologize because I cannot see your comment. All I can do is say thank you for being here. I really wish that I could see your comments so that I could include them. And I guess I'm just going to go right into the whatever shows up other than what I was just sharing with you, which was pretty big for me, and I think it applies to you as well. I know they're in the middle of some sort of switch over in terms of Facebook Live, and apparently mine wasn't up to par. So you see me looking, it's like he's going to another screen and we're trying to figure it out here. So at least I know it's not me.
That is so weird. Why would it not go back?
I don't know.
It's right there. Look at it.
It is.
Maybe you need to reply to say thank you. No. Pin comment, pin love. No. If I go there.
Yeah. Did it happen?
No, I think I'm going to leave the live and not do that.
I think so too. So, but that could be the worst of it. It could be everybody comes back on the live. I don't know.
Hey guys, I apologize for not being able to do what Debbie requested me to do.
Oh, I lost somebody. Okay, so if anybody can get to me, send Norman a message, he'll get to me as soon as he takes that recording out of the room so I don't have to hear it in the background. Okay. Hello. If anybody can get to Norman, he'll get to me. All right. So, let's see what shows up. Since I can't see anyone's comments, but I feel like that was a pretty profound start. Oh, I can see Norman's comments now. He just can't hear them. Intention. Ha ha. Okay, Tanya. Open on all layers to the new. Let go, forgiveness. Thank you, Tanya. Yes. Jackie, intention to keep moving forward on my new business, carefully creating with joy and wisdom. Yes. Thank you. Hi, Linda. Hi, Vicki. Hi, Diane. Yes, that is how I have felt from time to time. Thank you. That's great. And hi, Rachel. Love to you, too. Majik? Ali Khan, welcome, and thank you. Linda, hey, it's, love you. Angela, yeah, I think it's hysterical, too. And, okay, I guess that's it. I'm going to give it back to you. And I feel like you guys in your comments are in alignment with what I was just talking about in terms of being present, being here, being available to the wholeness of who you are. And just so you know, I'm not ignoring any of your comments. I still can't see them. Only Norman can. So if you have anything really significant, tell in Norman, get that to Debbie. Okay? So I see this energy. And it feels like it is, it almost looks like a tube. I'm going to call it a tube only in terms of structure. But it feels like this tunnel of light Oh, that's kind of funny, considering I was just talking about death, right? Don't go to the light. But I feel like that's it. It's that tunnel of light and that fear that we have had of our own light, that fear that we have had of literally stepping into our own life and to our own light in such a way where we could actually be fully here. Because that's what I came to today. I am here now. Probably more fully than I have been ever. Which is kind of funny because I can't get this thing to work. And before that would have upset me. So now I just laugh. So this tunnel of light is available for us, and it feels like it's expanding, actually. It's expanding in terms of opening up to a wider range.
More even a physical body than Linda.
It's a Linda Evans?
Rose.
Linda Rose. Ah, more ease in the physical body. Got it, my dear. And that I feel like this light tunnel that's actually literally showing up right now, it feels like massive. It's much bigger than my arms will spread. But it feels like that is will help facilitate that. It literally feels like it is like coming like a wave, almost like a wave going through us. And it's not like this, that the metaphor that just popped up was this metaphor of like a bug zapper. So I kind of love that considering the glitches here. But it's like literally zapping the bugs, not in terms of bugs being bad, but zapping the blockages and the restrictions and the limitations that we have been harboring in our own body ecology, in our own physicality, in the strands of our hair and the epithelial tissue of our skin, in our own cells and DNA, and in the mental constructs of our mind, which are massive, actually. I see these mental constructs that are massive. And part of the dynamic that I feel I am here to help facilitate is to deprogram those constructs to help literally break them down. And I really feel like, and this is not to negate our physical bodies and our physical pains. I feel like these pains are part of what is happening in these times and in this reality in terms of this light literally infusing our bodies and our beings to crack open the structures that have been keeping us bound up in knots, that have been keeping us hiding, that have been keeping us in this place of pushing away anything that is not reminiscent of our past, even though our past seemed to be filled with a lot of pain and a lot of confusion and a lot of misunderstandings. But there's this construction that has been built, this structure that has been built that literally has been keeping that loopiness. Do you ever hear of an earworm? You know, I hear that song. Anybody watch the movie Inside Out? If you haven't seen it, it's wonderful. I highly recommend it. It's animated, and believe it or not, I love animated movies, that you get a lot of wisdom from them. And one of the things that they talked about is, first of all, you can't just be in this joyful state. Joy can't be running the show at the expense of all other emotions, because joy is an inclusive emotion, and it includes the full body of the human experience. It includes the full body of all of our emotions. And they are all needed for the full body to be alive fully, to fully experience being here. The blessedness of being here. There's an old saying, blessing or curse. It just depends. It's kind of like glass half full, glass half empty. Really, everything is a blessing. That's the realization I had today. And I've spoken that in the past, but it finally settled in, and I'm asking for that to finally settle in for everyone here and everyone energetically available to that, to be able to receive that, that sense that everything is a blessing. And that the pains we're experiencing, it's not about saying get over it. It's not about saying no pain, no gain. It's about breathing into it and letting it shake those structures loose so that the new you can be revealed. That's revelations. The new you being revealed. Revelations means revealing. So it's really what is being revealed to you, as you, by you. And how can you embrace it in such a way where you're no longer having to fight or struggle? Or waste your energy. Because when we fight and struggle, we are wasting our energy. When we breathe into the moment, when we are present to be here now, when we're actually, we kind of need to go through these layers of acceptance. It's been a long journey for me to actually finally be here now. And it doesn't have to be a long journey. But it does until it doesn't. In other words, the moment we are open, I did Matrix Energetics once, and Richard Bartlett, who is crazily insane and brilliant, he used to say, all you need is a crack. All you need is just one little doubt that says, I doubt that what I'm feeling is true, to allow the doors, the experience, the expansiveness of your being to show up and allow something new to show up and replace what you have been experiencing up till now that has felt like a curse, like a pain, like a burden, like a punishment. Oh, that hurt. I felt that so deeply. Somebody felt that. It's like, oh. Because our past is filled with punitive rules, punitive perspectives. Our past is filled with the idea of their polarity, duality. What if it's not duality? What if duality no longer exists, but we keep recreating it because we think that's where we live, in a world of duality? What if instead we live in a world of infinite possibilities, but the thought that we have black and white, good and bad, right and wrong, life and death, which are not opposites? What if those thoughts are the very things keeping us stuck in this dynamic of immobility? In this thought of fear and punishment, guilt and blame and shame. What if we can expand? What if what's happening now with this time, these times, these restrictions that we are being subjected to, what if these restrictions are really not restrictions? What if these restrictions are actually opportunities for us to step back, step into a whole new space? That's another thing I learned in Matrix Energetics. I love this. His daughter, on stage, you work with energy. So here's the thing. Course in Miracles says we're shifting dimensions all the time. We just don't know it. It's not like we have to be aware of it. If we were aware of everything going on in our body and everything going on around us, we wouldn't function, because there's too much. There's too much. Our lives and our bodies are more of a miracle than we can even begin to comprehend. So what if we are shifting dimensions all the time? Anybody ever been in an environment where you literally had a memory surface when you stepped on a piece of land or went into a house, where you literally felt the presence of that house or that family before, or where you went to a piece of land and suddenly, I've had spontaneous past life experiences. It's funny, the neighbor just did a firecracker right when I cracked, when I snapped my finger. But have you ever been to a piece of land and you felt the soul of that land and you could almost feel and hear and see the beings that lived there before? What if there really is no separation? It's just that it appears that way, and it needs to appear that way simply so each person can live their life without feeling like they're losing their mind or going insane. Although losing the mind is not a bad thing, because the mind is the construct that actually has been carrying all of those ideas and thoughts and habits and belief systems and projections about what is. And for every thing that we know to be true, we rule out all the possibilities. And what happens if we open up our minds and our hearts and we step into options? We step into other ways of thinking, and without knowing ahead of time what we're doing. What if we step into that curious place of wonderment? You know, the Bible says, be ye like little children. That's that place of curiosity. That's that place of wonderment. That's that place that steps in water without fearing bacteria or without fearing something's going to bite it. It's that curiosity that allows the experience of the sensitivities, and almost like the getting to know. Getting to know you, like when you step in water, when you step into that water with that curiosity, we are 70-90% water, depending on who you talk to. And that's another thing we know, but do we really? The point is, so when you step in water and you do so open, with an open heart, without preconceived notions, then a connection is made. The connection between the water that you've stepped in and the water in the cells of your body. Like the Native Americans said, we are related. We use language like conquering the elements. Oh, that's like somebody just stabbed me in the gut when I said that. conquering the elements. The elements make up everything. They make up us. Not the elemental table. The elements, fire, earth, metal, water, wood. The natural elements. We're part of all of that. At least we appear to be. And it would go a lot more harmoniously if we would step into that space more curiously, step into those waters with curiosity. Not without a thought of caution. Not being foolish, although the fool in the tarot deck is simply the wisest being, because there is no fear. I had another epiphany today, and I'm sharing it with you now because it feels like a lot of elements came to me to be harmonized, and I want to make that available to you. The concept of fear. You've heard me share before that when I looked up the definition of fear after I left home, I recognized that one of those definitions was reverential awe, which I really vibrated with from the get-go. Reverential awe. And people, you know, some people say it's false evidence appearing real. It's not necessarily untrue. That could be a truth. And today what came to me was feel everything and relax. And I think that's what happened. When I took the word fear and I said feel everything and relax, suddenly all the walls fell down. So these glitches in the computer would have driven me crazy before, and now they're an inconvenience. Maybe. But maybe they just give me the opportunity to be relaxed by feeling everything instead of feeling like the frustration that I would have felt before. That still shows up as thought. So now we're going into the body and into the endorphins and the hormones, the neurochemicals of the body, the endorphins, the hormones. Oh, thank you. And right now I'm holding here, these are multiple parts that are happening right now with the brain. So it feels like I'm holding the midline of the brain, the connection between the hemispheres, but also the connection between the bilateral parts. And astrologically, one of the things that I recognize that is pure brilliance is from our Purana chart. I won't show everybody because it's pretty massive in terms of information. But theoretically, Wednesday a week ago, Venus went retrograde. I'm starting to see how the cosmos is really in us. I mean, I've always said that, but I'm starting to finally see how it's really in us. And here in the brain, like right around this area, not on the forehead, but inside the head, are two structures called the substantia nigra. And they, the ancient Vedics, they actually represent Venus. So in my mind's eye, what I saw was cosmos and Venus is going retrograde, which means going backwards. So this is probably too literal, but it gave me a huge understanding about what's going on with the brain. But bottom line is, these parts are Venus. They represent relationships, emotions, art, beauty, harmony, and even money in astrological configuration. And these parts have a right and a left hemisphere, a masculine and feminine. Not man and woman, masculine and feminine. And so these parts, theoretically are going retrograde. So imagine they're right here in the front of your brain. Imagine the cosmos is in your brain. See if you can go there. Imagine that, that the cosmos is in your brain and this substantia nigra is orbiting back through every part of your brain. So it's like we're getting to reevaluate, which is another word that's used a lot in body talk, reevaluate the relationship of these parts and these functions and these consciousness and emotions in such a way that it's like repairing. So this is a really beautiful, brilliant time of repair. And this goes on for, ironically, 40 days. And I find that interesting simply because I've done 40-day practices a lot in my life. For some reason, that word, that number is magical to me. It is a biblical number. Like 40 days in the desert, Brian Hill, my astrologer friend, actually said he used the metaphor of 40 days in the desert. And it really is that time of reflection, that time of reorientation, that time of renewal, that time of reevaluating, recontextualizing, reprioritizing, making new, making new. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Now I'm going to the throat. Feels like there's some anger here. Somebody is choking on anger right now. Thank you. So this anger, and I feel it's linked to the gut, brain, and the pelvis. And I feel it's linked to that inner battle, that inner war between the masculine and feminine, between the sexes. It's really between logic and intuition. I'm shaking that off. But right now I'm linking this throat to this pelvis and this gut brain. And there's so much anger here. Not just anger, fear. The thing is with anger, anger is an emotion of boundaries. Anger shows up when a boundary has been violated. Whether your boundary was violated by someone else, or whether you allowed your boundary to be violated. In other words, you violated another person's boundary or your own. Anger shows up to help clarify, help bring boundaries back in order. But it's a lot of unexpressed anger. It's a lot of things choked off. And I don't know if this actually literally happened, but I see somebody feeling like they are being choked around the neck. And so this is showing up as little boys and girls. Little boys and girls. First, it was kind of like, is it masculine? Is it feminine? It's like, it's both. It is the choking off of the true expression of the feminine and masculine because of what we're told to be as little boys and girls. Which are mostly inhibitors. So we're going into the brain now, and this is a body talk program. We're going into what is called the BIS programming. And the BIS is like science has discovered that, in the fight-flight system, for some reason I have to keep holding these places because the link is immense. It's like this big giant snake wrapped around both, like a cobra, but it's all black. And it's not to make snakes bad, that's just what it looks like. So, So, it's needing to be balanced, needing to be set free. It's all of that programming that told us to shut up, sit still, be quiet. Some of us were even told, as we were having a good time and laughing, shut up, sit still, be quiet. Because the people around us were in their own stories and their own misery. And as a result, they could not handle the vibration of joyful being. And there's a shame in that, actually. That feels to me like it's coming through as a shame. And actually, I have often felt that shame is one of the key inhibitors in our experiences. Anybody ever heard shame on you? Shame on you. People even say it jokingly. Shame on you. No! Shame on no one. Shame on no one. Shame on no one. Like being slimed. Okay, I watch movies a lot. So there's an episode in Star Trek where there is a creature that is like a slime, a tar pit slime, and it envelopes, and they call it pure evil. But really what it is all of the wounded aspects of humanity that people are trying to shed and peel out of their skin instead of integrating them. So when we do that, when we peel away those parts of us that we judge as bad, we condemn them, and we fragment our souls a little bit each time. So it's very important to bring these emotions to light. You don't bring them to light by ignoring them. And they're not current emotions. But you want to integrate the experience and feel the emotions and breathe them into your body in such a way that your body can synthesize them and process them so it can be digested. A lot of our painful experiences are indigestion and constipation, because we've been holding our breath for fear. But what if we can look fear in the eyes, shift our perspective just a twitch, and feel everything and relax? Ah, the beauty of that. It is grace. It is grace. And when that happens, it's like the floodgates open, not the floodgates of emotions and rage. That's happening because the floodgates have been dammed. Dammed. Did you get that word? Dammed as in built a dam, and damned as in damned to hell. Those parts, every time we cut them off, we create our own hell. So, let's tap our core to see that together, okay? Everybody, take your one hand, doesn't matter which hand, put it at the base of your skull, at your occiput, and just cradle it with your fingers all together. Take your other hand, fingers loose, and just let it gently tap your head as you take a breath in and a breath out. And then do the same as you tap your heart. Breath in and out. And then do the same as you tap over your navel. Breath in. And breath out. Then move this hand up. And do the same. Let's just do it together. You do your own time and your own rhythm. And what we're doing is we're tapping in everything that just showed up. All of these links, all of these connections to help us integrate and synthesize and process and digest and discern and let go, release, relax into our essential being, which is light and love, which are the same. You can tap over your hand in this place. And over the heart. And then the left hand position right here at the forehead. Correction, I lied. That's the last hand position in the midline. And over the heart. And over the navel. Then take the heels of your hands, place them on your temples, and place your fingers back towards the back of your head. And breathe. And let go with one hand, doesn't matter which. And you can tap, you can breathe more than once if you want. But at least once. And over your navel. Put your hand back. Take a breath in and out. And let go with the other hand. And tap and breathe ahead. Tap and breathe the heart. And tap and breathe the gut brain over the navel. Then place your hand back. One more time, and just take a good breath in one for good measure. Feels like, feel this kind of unwinding now. Remember I said I felt the choking in the throat and over the pelvis, and it feels like that is unraveling now. Not just in the front, but through the whole of the body. So through the midline of the body, around the spine, actually. Around the throat and around the spine. All the way down to the tailbone. So it's really incorporating the whole spine. And the energy of self-expression. The energy of creation, actually. In the beginning was the word. Well, our words were shut down. Our words were programmed. Our words were guided by those points of view outside of us, the people that raised us, the people we saw on TV, the people we saw in movies, we heard in songs, and definitely by advertising. I worked in advertising right out of high school, and it flabbergasted me to watch the way that we are manipulated, and we are manipulating ourselves. So one of the things that's occurring with this program is to help us to come to a clearer, more integrated whole brain, whole body, whole being space, to where we make better choices for ourselves without making anyone or anything wrong. We just notice and we choose differently, because now we see different choices. I'm doing this now because I feel stiffness in the traps, stiffness in the shoulders. Trapezius energetically and emotionally, bioenergetically or bodygenically, they are about fear. And it feels like on some level, this actually goes back to another biblical story. That's where it goes. And it's about, I don't know the full scope of it, the full range of it, but what I'm seeing, and I don't want to actually define the full range of it, I just want to allow it to unfold. Because what I feel is like there is this terrorizing. There is terror in the traps. This is the panic, fight, flight mode. And I never finished a thought earlier, so this is taking me back there. And we'll come back to the biblical part in a minute. But the this mode that I talked about, when they talk about the fight, flight mode, essentially our world has been in post-traumatic stress syndrome, in this loopiness. Why am I holding my mouth this way? Who knows? It's part of this session. So there is this loopy energy from the past, from history, and it's actually being unraveled right now as we speak, and I'm needing to do that as well. Feel free to do it if you're feeling that your body needs to move. Now is the time for you to come to a place where you care less about what other people think in terms of how you contain yourself. Because we are unraveling this post-traumatic stress, fight, flight, repetitious loop that has been a thread, almost like a vein through history. So it's almost like I see a vein, and if there were such a thing as a vein, like the blood veins that go to the heart, it's like a vein in history, and this vein is like this toxicity being flowing forward through time. And we're needing to exhale it. Let it go. So in other words, we have been pulling it, almost magnetically pulling this toxicity, this repetitious loopiness around being running for our lives. Death being the enemy. Nature being the energy. I mean the enemy. That whole dynamic of conquering the elements. Sailors. Conquer the sea, conquer the winds. We're conquering everything. What's up with that? You know, and people are even saying love is the weapon. No, love, the heart. Love is not a weapon. Love simply is. That is who we are. There's no need for a weapon. There is a need for love. There is a need for showing up. There is a need for presence. And that is what we are being called to do. So this unraveling is occurring. This unwinding is occurring. This sending things back to where they came from, where they were sourced from in the timeline of this history is occurring. It's beautiful. It's occurring. It's being sent back. It's not making anybody wrong. It's just saying, this is not mine. You know, in family constellations, we are constantly saying, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. My energy back to me, your energy back to you. And what that means is we have had a tendency up till now to pass on our ills, to pass on our pathologies, to pass on our pains, pass on our diseases, pass on our mental restrictions, pass on our guilt, shame, blame, victim, blame consciousness. We have had that tendency up till now to do that. And what I'm saying right now is, no, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. My energy back to me, your energy back to you. And all of you get to say it too, because I'm seeing that vein going back to where it came from. Which can open up new pathways in our bodies, in our circulatory system, in our brains, in our thinking process, in our availability, so that we can become available for the greater experience, if there is such a thing, if we could become available for the full experience of who we came to be. Nice. So I'm just going to tap that out in the head, in the heart, in the belly. And for some reason, my left hand is just holding something here. Perhaps it's holding that timeline. And holding that vein open so that it can release. Now, I'm saying vein, and it fits because of our circulatory system and everything, but it also fits with that dam that I talked about earlier. It's like letting the water recede back to where it's sourced rather than damming it up and flooding it forward. It's about sending it back so that we are all sourced from a pure perspective, not pure in terms of pure perspective, a clearer perspective, clearing the senses, clearing the mind, clean slates. I used to love writing on the chalkboard, cleaning it free, washing it clean. That's what we're doing, washing it clean, giving everybody a clean slate today. Let's choose love. Let's choose to remember that. Let's choose to feel those feelings. Breathe into them. Let them process through our bodies so we can receive the nourishment and the wisdom of the experiences that initiated those feelings. And we can forgive, let go of any idea of wrongdoing. So, to clear the loopiness. It's funny because it's all kind of leafy. So that whole this state that I talked about, like tying up loose ends, not tying up loose ends, it's clarifying muddy waters. Ah, I like that. It's clarifying muddy waters. So we're going back to that this state, and these are the dynamics of science has actually labeled. And they've labeled behavioral activating system as a back state, and that just means fight or flight. I'm afraid, I'm just going to get up and run, or I'm going to stand and fight. But the bis state is that frozen state. It's the I can't move, I can't think clearly, I can't even breathe, and I'm choking on my own words. Everybody take a breath, because we're working. That's that loopiness that we just worked on. It's that whole this dynamic throughout creation that we've all been experiencing. And feeling trapped in, feeling enslaved by. For some reason I wanted to see the dolphins. There you go. So we're setting them free. Ah, this is great because this is the Matrix Energetics too, which for some reason Richard Bartlett's showing up in the session today, which is great. Thank you, Richard. There are frequencies in the work, and the frequency 16 is dolphins and whales. And dolphins and whales are showing up to help facilitate this, and the dolphins and whales are the endorphins and hormones in the body. And if you think about dolphins are, they represent joy, they represent playfulness, they represent curiosity, that wonderment that we talked about. And I've swam with the dolphins, and when you swim with a dolphin, you feel like a little child, and it's just amazing. And whales are these gentle, seamless, flowing, peaceful beings. So it's the joy endorphins and the calming endorphins coming to help facilitate. We're going to tap that in. Okay, guys. I am sorry I didn't get to interact with you all one-on-one or verbally. That's the end of the session. I look forward to connecting with you again. And if anything shows up as a result of this, let me know. And if you are all part of my new moon group, I have a meditation that I put together. And if you want it, let me know and send me your email, and I will send you a copy. I love you all. May you find joy in your own silliness. And frustration be gone. All right, bye. I love you.